This is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Are we humans horrible, rapacious, genocidal, and dangerous? Something to consider as we contemplate the weekend ahead. Just how nasty are we? Well, according to a recent piece of research, we could be horrible beyond belief and capable, if unwittingly, of destroying life in the universe as well as our own. Just as builders destroy an ant colony because they have no motivation to conserve it, we may obliterate other life despite the best intentions of the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs and all the treaties and first contact protocols of the United Federation of Planets, described ad nauseam in the fictional TV franchise Star Trek. About 70 years ago, physicist Enrico Fermi looked up into the sky and asked, "Where is everybody?" There are hundreds of billions of stars in the Milky Way galaxy alone, and many of them are billions of years older than our Sun. Even if a small fraction of these stars have planets around them that proved habitable for what would leave billions of possible worlds where advanced civilizations could have already bloomed, grown, and begun exploring the stars. So here is a whiz through the reasons. 1. There aren't any other aliens to find. We could be alone. 2. There is no intelligent life besides us. Life may exist, but it could simply take the form of minuscule microbes or other cosmically quiet animals. 3. Intelligent species lack advanced technology. If alien species aren't broadcasting any signals, we'd never know they existed. Then, intelligent life destructs. Whether via weapons of mass destruction, planetary pollution, or manufactured virulent disease, it may be the nature of intelligent species to commit suicide, existing for only a short time before winking out of existence. 5. The universe is a deadly place. On cosmic timescales, life may be fleeting. All it takes is a single asteroid, supernova, gamma ray burst, or solar flare to render a life-harboring planet lifeless. And then 6, this is my favourite one, space is big. The Milky Way alone is 100,000 light years across, so it's conceivable that the focus signals of intelligent aliens, which are limited to the speed of light, simply haven't reached us yet. 7, we haven't been looking for long enough. 80 years, that's the amount of time that radio telescopes which allow us to detect alien signals have been around, and we've been actively searching for aliens for maybe 60 years, and that's not long at all. 8, we're not looking in the right place. If we're not listening precisely in the direction from which a signal is originating, we'd never hear it. It's like trying to speak with your friend on a 250 billion channel CB radio without any knowledge of the frequency on which they are transmitting. 9, alien technology may be too advanced. Radio technology may be commonplace here on Earth, but on far-flung worlds, alien societies may have graduated to more advanced communication technologies. And 10, nobody is transmitting. Instead, everybody may be listening. That's basically how it is here on Earth. Apart from a few paltry efforts to broadcast strong signals over a narrow frequency band towards the stars above, we've barely made our presence known in the universe. In fact, if aliens have radio telescopes similar to what we have on Earth, our television and radio broadcasts would only be detectable up to 0.3 light years away. That distance doesn't even transcend the farthest reaches of our solar system. And 11. Earth is deliberately not being contacted. On Earth, we have policies about contacting indigenous peoples, and it's possible that the same thing could be happening with aliens. And just like in Star Trek, advanced alien societies may enforce rules that limit contact only to species that attain a lofty degree of technological or cultural evolution. And lastly, aliens are already here, but we just don't realise it. So why haven't Earthlings heard a peep from these worlds? Where is everybody? And this is called Fermi's paradox. Just where are all the aliens? Well, recently, Alexander Berezin, a theoretical physicist at the National Research University of Electronic Technology in Russia, has proposed a new answer. But he doesn't think you're going to like it, because if his hypothesis is correct, it means that actually we just destroy other life in our paths. And what he asserts is that for a civilization to reach a point where it could effectively communicate across solar systems, it'd have to be on a path of unrestricted growth and expansion. Which is, of course, an unpleasant thing to do. So if you think for a moment just how the powerful behave in this world, they are rarely the good guys. So that's something to think about over the weekend. Why is it that we haven't heard from the aliens yet? Well, for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us an alien-free weekend.